Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This message, after you read it, make dua for the person, Brother Shakil. Allah yirhamhu, Allahumma ghafir lahu, Allahumma ghafir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma afihi wa afu anhu. Allahumma thabbithu inda su'al. Allahumma hawwin alayhi dhammat al-qabr. اللهم افسح له مد البصر اللهم اجعل قبره روضة من رياض الجنة ولا تجعلها حفرة من حفر النيران اللهم اسكنه مسكنا خيرا من حياته وابدله زوجا خيرا من زوجه واهلا خيرا من اهله امين يا رب العالمين. Every time I hear somebody died, I collect this particular dua and I make it for him. By this way, make the whole dua for him and make it for you too. O Allah, make the hug of the earth easy on him. O Allah, give him steadfast in a time of questioning and allow him to able to recite La ilaha illallah and answer all the questions in the grave. Because the question in the grave, you cannot answer it without the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You cannot use your IQ. You cannot use your memory. You cannot use your money. You cannot use your prestige. It's only the prestige you gain in this life between you and Allah and the kingdom of Allah and the angel will give you the tawfiq of the ability to Allah open for you and give you tathbeet. By this way, may Allah give him tathbeet insha'Allah and allow him to say the right answer, the one lead him to Jannah insha'Allah. And O Allah, make his grave a valley of paradise and don't make him make the grave a hell of fire. O Allah, give him a spacious grave and give him space unlimited to the unseen of his sight, insha'Allah. O Allah, forgive him and deal with him according to you and don't deal with him according to him. And O Allah, give him barakah in his death and his life after death. Ameen, Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. This is the moment we all work for. This is the moment of the truth. This is a real da'wah. This is why we try to strive. We strive for a moment we do not know how we can be lying down and everybody looking or everybody leaving. This is the moment if you stay, you cannot benefit the person who is dying. And if you leave, you cannot benefit him. And soon, he will go to the grave. And three things will go back. His family, his wealth, and all what he left before, you know, in his life. And the only thing coming with him is his iman and good deed. And the angel will reply, they bury you and they left. And if they stay, they will not benefit you. Son of Adam, now you are in a lonely place. Now you are in the darkness. There is a moment you should prepare because the only one can benefit you is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brother and sister in Islam, this is what our life all about. This is called the truth, haqqul yaqeen, the certainty of faith. Muslim and non-Muslim is the truth. I was giving da'wah today to a beautiful man, his name is Nick, American Greek, beautiful quality. If you meet him, you can say the best Muslim you ever can meet, and he's not a Muslim. Please make dua for him. He needs Allah. He's a beautiful soul. with a beautiful quality and integrity a lot of us do not have, except Islam. Make dua for him. Make dua for yourself. Learn to make this dua. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa ma fi ma ba'd al maut. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa ma fi ma ba'd al maut. 7 times. Do it before Fajr or after Fajr. And do it before Maghrib or after Maghrib. Daily. Daily. If you really want your soul to be alive and your iman to be alive, this is the only topic you should remember. This is the only topic you should remember. Allahumma barik li fil maut wa ma fi ma ba'd al maut. Oh Allah, give me barakah in my death and the life after death. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brother and sister in Islam, one day you call me, I'm dead. One day I call you, you're dead. Grab the moment. Grab every opportunity of good deed. Is not coming back. Is not coming back. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us gain our time and gain our life to be used and caused to the pleasure of Allah and the rahmah of Allah, and give us good ending with his rahmah inshaAllah. Make dua for the brother, and make dua for the whole ummah, and make dua for the all dead. They need us, and we need the rahmah of Allah. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the wise, the one who think for death, or about death, and work for after death. May Allah make us remember death, and work for the life after death. أمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله كل خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.